Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Here in Washington, President Obama says the Syrian civil war is not going to become a proxy war between the U.S. and Russia as the two countries conduct airstrikes on different groups inside of Syria. Mr. Obama spoke Friday about Russian President Vladimir Putin's strategy in Syria.
He doesn't distinguish between ISIL and a moderate Sunni opposition that wants to see Mr. Assad go. From their perspective, they're all terrorists. And that's a recipe for disaster. And it's one that I reject.
President Obama said that this lack of distinction will have consequences for Syria that emerges from the conflict because the moderates will be needed to help run the country. Nor does Mr. Obama think the Putin strategy is a very popular one. The medical group Doctors Without Borders says three of its staff members are dead. More than 30 are unaccounted for after its trauma center in the northern Afghan city of Kunduz suffered sustained bombing early today. Afghan troops backed by U.S. airstrikes have been engaged in heavy fighting in Kunduz against Taliban militants who took over the city earlier in the week. Authorities in Afghanistan say at least 60 people have been killed and 466 wounded in the battle between government troops and the Taliban for control of Kunduz. Nigerian officials are saying the capital Abuja has been rocked by two explosions. No group immediately claimed responsibility. The attack has attributes of others by homegrown extremist group Boko Haram. Militant group has killed more than 10,000 Nigerians since 2009 and is part of the campaign to impose Islamic rule on northern Nigeria. This is VOA News. The United Nations Refugee Agency is reporting an overwhelming number of refugees and migrants crossing the Mediterranean from Turkey and are arriving in Greece, followed by Italy, with 131,000 people arriving so far this year. UNHCR says 97% of those fleeing to Europe by sea are from the world's top 10 refugee-producing countries, led by Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq. UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards tells VOA that European countries have announced a program for relocating 120,000 refugees among EU countries and have increased funding, but he says this is not enough to tackle the critical situation.
Although public attention has moved away this week from Europe's refugee emergency, it's very clear this is a continuing, very large-scale emergency that's underway. People are moving through all these countries en route. Many of the problems still have to be addressed. There has to be proper, a united approach to all levels of managing this crisis. And there's lots more work still to be done. In addition to that, the factors driving these flows are not going away.
In light of the quickly evolving situation in Europe, the UNHCR has revised its appeal for the so-called Special Mediterranean Initiative. The plan aims to assist refugees arriving in Europe from the Middle East, West, and East Africa. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says he feels cautious optimism following talks in Paris with the Russian, French, and German leaders on reviving the peace process for eastern Ukraine. It was the first meeting since the leaders worked out a peace deal in Minsk in February. That accord has been troubled, but there have been signs of progress in recent weeks, including a breakthrough agreement this week on withdrawing tanks and many weapons. U.S. government investigators have recovered a number of weapons possessed by a lone gunman who went on a shooting rampage at a community college in the state of Oregon on Thursday. Selenez Nunez is a U.S. federal arms officer.
So far, we've recovered 13 weapons. Out of those 13 weapons, we currently have in custody. Six were recovered at the school. Seven were recovered at the shooter's residence.
Investigators believe this was a case of domestic terrorism, no ties to any international group. Australian officials said today the shooting death of a police official by a teenager in Sydney was likely politically motivated and does appear to be an act of terrorism. The unidentified 15-year-old shot a New South Wales police finance worker in the back of the head at close range Friday outside a police station in the western Sydney suburb. The boy was killed in a subsequent shootout with police.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Hello again and welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with one of the greats of jazz today, saxophonist, composer, and band leader, and painter and poet, Oliver Lee. This hour on Jazz America. This is your host, Russ Davis, welcoming you to another hour of Jazz America. And yes, Oliver Lake at the Detroit Jazz Festival performed there with his organ quartet. We'll hear more of the music of his organ quartet and some of his solo work later this hour as we chat with him under what they call, at the Detroit Jazz Festival, the Talk Tent. I had a chance to speak with him in front of a live audience, and it was a lot of fun. We learned a lot about him, and we'll learn a little bit about him and hear his music this hour on Jazz America. Let's begin, though, with a celebration of a birthday. On the 1st of October, one of the great bassist composers and band leaders in jazz today, Dave Holland, was born in his native England. He made his way to the United States to work with Miles Davis. He was born on the 1st of October in 1946, so on October 1st, he turned 69 years old. Let's hear some of his latest work with his band Prism from the album also titled Prism. The song is Choir from Dave Holland as we wish him a very happy birthday and enjoy his music now to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. That is one of the more interesting vocal
performances I have heard in a long time. A brand new release from Brazil's Luciana Souza from her album Speaking in Tongues, using her voice as just simply another musical instrument instead of singing words on the song entitled Straw Hat. Hope you enjoyed that very inventive new style of jazz. Well, new has always been the operative term when it comes to the music of our special guest on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, Oliver Lake. He and his compatriots, from the very beginning of his life and career, have been pushing the envelope to find new areas of jazz for the 20th and 21st centuries. We'll enjoy some of his solo work in just a bit after we return to the Detroit Jazz Festival Talk Tent to speak further in front of a live audience with Oliver Lake here on VOA's Jazz America. Mr. Lake and I come from the same generation, and we have some other things in common. I was born in the Deep South. He was born in Arkansas. We got the heck out of there and moved a little bit further north as time went on. And you were born in Arkansas and ended up in St. Louis, which was very important for your life and development. Please expound, if you will, sir.
Yeah, well, actually, I moved to St. Louis as a baby, about 6 months old, so I was really raised in St. Louis, but born in Arkansas, Marianna, Arkansas, a very small town in Arkansas. And St. Louis is, a lot of great musicians have come out of there, and there was a great tradition of the music, and it was a literally a school for me during the time that I lived there until I moved to, New York, and now I'm living in New Jersey for many years. But St. Louis was a place that I started out as a member of a marching ensemble called the American Woodmen. And I played the bass drum and the cymbals. And there were other a little older musicians in that group that introduced me to the music called jazz. And that really is where I started to play, to be interested in wanting to become a musician. And as time went by, we later started a group called the Black Artist Group around 1968. And that in itself was a major school for me, even though it was a school where I was teaching students, but I also learned quite a bit there. You mentioned earlier that I write poetry and paint, and the Black Artist Group was a group of about 50 artists in different genres of art, in art, visual art, music, dance, acting, poetry, theater. So it ended up being a school for me, and I've incorporated all those elements into my performances over the years, and that was a direct result of the work that I did and what I learned in the Black Artist Group.
Thank you.
swinging in a very modern way from his 1988 release, Otherwise. Gano Club is the name of that. Oliver Lake, one of his wonderful solo releases. And now here's some music from another great artist who also called St. Louis his home. He passed away earlier this year in the month of February. He's the great trumpeter Clark Terry. Here's a cut from the 1990 release, Having Fun, on which he was joined by Red Holloway, Major Holly, and special guest Bunky Green on alto sax on Clark Terry's great composition, The Snapper, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
One of the greats of all time, Clark Terry and friends from 1990 with the Snapper. I've got a couple more of the greats of all time who left us far too early, Wes Montgomery and Mose Allison, and some newly discovered work from both of them coming up, and lots more too. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently from Nana Osei, who wrote, "Hi there, I'm currently listening to your jazz program from Accra, Ghana. Please send me a copy of the write-up on jazz." And by that, Osei was meaning the offer I have extended to you. If you would like to learn a little bit more about jazz history, I've put together a brief 100-plus year history of jazz just for a point of reference, so you have an idea of where jazz began and where it's evolved over the years to this point it's at today. And I'll be happy to send that along to you as well. Nana Osei goes on to write, "How would you rate the work of the late South African jazz pianist Bheki Mseleku? Please play a track from one of his albums. Thanks and regards, Nana Osei." Well, Nana, what would I say about Bheki Mseleku? I think he was absolutely brilliant. And what an interesting story, too. Born in South Africa, made his way eventually to England, worked with some of the finest musicians that England has ever known, brought with him his African musical sensibilities and a great love of bebop and swing American style, and just simply taught himself how to play not only the piano, but a number of other instruments, reeds and woodwinds, guitar. So he was a brilliant, versatile, creative musician. And I would love to have seen him come to America and associate with some of America's finest jazz musicians. Who knows what he would have achieved? Well, what he did achieve was just absolutely brilliant music. And from one of his great solo albums, Home at Last, I would be thrilled to play for you and everyone else listening to VOA's Jazz America, one of the greatest of African-born jazz musicians, the great Bheki Mseleku, and his song entitled Nants Nkululeko.
This is NEA Jazzmaster Mose Allison, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on the Voice of America.
Thank you. Let's talk it over. Let's get it straight. Don't let the situation escalate. You know there's always problems when a man is wrapped up in his art. But don't you worry, baby, you can count on me to do my part. You keep on working, I'm looking around. Don't let your girlfriend put me down. You know it's tough these days for a proud man to make a start. But don't you worry, baby, you can count on me to do my part. Dishes, baby, I gotta run. You know that nightlife ain't such fun, but won't wait up for me, cause I know you need your rest, sweetheart. And don't you worry, baby, you can count on me to do my part. Your response. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon. Thank you.
Yes, the NEA Jazzmaster, the National Treasure, the man from Mississippi, the poet, the comic, the great vocalist, the wonderful pianist, the composer, Mose Allison. From a just-discovered live performance just released, recorded live in October of 2006 at the club called 19 Broadway in Fairfax, California, the album American Legend Live in California, Mose Allison, and just one of the great songs in that live performance, his composition, You Can Count on Me. And if you ever saw Mose Allison live, you had a smile on your face from the very beginning until the very end. What a wonderful performer and wonderful spirit and talent he was. We're going to hear another rare performance that's just been recovered not too long ago from Wes Montgomery. That's coming up in just a bit. But first, let's spend more time under the Jazz Talk tent at the Detroit Jazz Festival. In my recent trip there, I was asked by the Jazz Festival folks to conduct an interview in front of a live audience under the Jazz Talk tent with a great saxophonist, composer, band leader, poet, and painter, Oliver Lake.
And you've done so many different projects over the years with so many different sources of music. I remember the great Kenny Barron. I was speaking with him once, and this just popped in my head. He had just done a record with Brazilian Band. And I said, well, Kenny, you know, it's not exactly swinging, and maybe some of your old friends may not be so happy about it. He said, every kind of music has its own kind of swing. And I think that maybe you subscribe to that way of looking at things, too.
Well, Duke Ellington said there's only two kinds of music, good music and bad music. And that's kind of been my philosophy. And if I like something and I'm attracted to it, I generally end up incorporating it into my performances. I had a group called Jump Up in the 80s, in the early 80s, and went to around the mid-80s, and it was a group that combined reggae rhythms with jazz. And I had that group for about 4 years. We did three recordings. And at that time, there may have been some writers who said that what I was doing wasn't pure jazz, but I was doing what I felt at that particular time. And that's where I feel I've been very fortunate. I've been a success. And by success, I mean completing a goal, and having an opportunity to perform in these different formats.
Oliver Lake and his organ quartet from their first release, the title cut from the album Plan. This is Russ Davis, and here's more of that newly discovered classic Wes Montgomery work from a new album called In the Beginning, some of his earliest live recordings and studio recordings. Recorded live in his hometown of Indianapolis in 1956, here's Wes's tune on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chick Corea, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
There you have a couple of modern masters. On piano, Chick Corea with his song Armando's Rumba. Joining him on banjo, Bela Fleck. They've been working together for a number of years now, and they've just gleaned from their various live performances great performances like the one you just heard for a brand new album called Two. Speaking of two dynamic characters in jazz, Mark Carey, the great pianist and percussionist Will Calhoun, played the Detroit Jazz Festival. I had a chance to speak with them between sets. I'll share their conversation as two young masters of jazz today give us their music and their take on how to make jazz in the 21st century. This is Russ Davis. I hope you'll join me for the next edition of Jazz America.